Tampa Bay's morning crew.
How about an I Feel Good story about a 103-year-old grandma who finally got her first tattoo? Now, Lana, do you have a tattoo?
I have nothing.
You have no tattoos?
No.
I know that Kevin has a one on his, that heart on his left shoulder that says mom. I know he has that one. That was a great piece, by the way, that you got
thank
there.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have no tattoos.
You don't have that paw that has Petey on it?
That's actually a good idea. But no, I do not.
No microphones.
Right. So her grandson dared her a few years ago, and she said, no, I'm not doing that. Not going to do that. Not at all. And she says, I'm now ready to do it. 103 years old.
103 years old. Now, what would you get after the everything that you've learned, everything that you've seen in your 103-year life, all of the just everything that's changed in the world, what would you get on your body at 103?
Well, she got a frog. And she said, I like frogs. That's why I got one. It's actually a pretty cool little frog.
A frog.
Yes. Why not? She was feeling froggy. Why not leap? Take a chance.
I love it.
These are all puns that you should write down.
Good for Dorothy.
She was so excited about the experience. She said that she didn't even flinch at all.
And she did get it right on her forearm.
Yeah, very cool. What would you get, Lana, if you were going to get a tattoo?
You know, I'm a dog person. It would maybe be something to do with a dog. I don't know. I don't, or, you know, maybe something like headphones or something maybe with the radio career. But really, there isn't anything I really want to put tattoo on myself. You?
Well, you know, let me ask Kevin first. Kevin, what would you get?
Probably my kid's initials.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
No, whoa, come on.
No?
No, he could be on a different team next year. We don't know.
Lightning, Rays, Bucks. Really? No?
No.
Jesuit? High school?
No.
Tigers?
No. No. Kids initials, that would be about it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, my whole thing is, you don't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley. You know what I'm saying?
My goodness gracious.
I'm just...
Really?
I mean...
Really?
I'm totally joking. You know what I would get? My grandfather had a really cool signature when he was alive, and I always loved when he wrote me birthday cards because he had this really cool signature, kind of like the John Hancock signature.
Yeah.
His was really cool, and I would probably get his name because I always liked his signature, and he was in the Navy, so probably something with that. And then maybe a tribute to my dad, who was a Purple Heart in Vietnam, something like that. But my dad would kill me if I got that. He'd be like,
why?
I don't know. He's not into tattoos at all.
Oh.
Yeah. It's insane. And I dated a girl one time with a tattoo, and he goes, what's that? She's got a tattoo. I'm like, Dad, talk to her. She's a nice girl. Don't be judging her about a tattoo, for crying out loud. She was 18 when she did it. Relax. But yeah, it's very funny. All right. Lana's getting a dog. You're getting your kid's initials, and I'm probably getting some in honor of my grandfather.
There you go.
A signature. So we're all set to go. I'm going to line up the appointment, and we'll be ready. All right. Coming up at 7:05, we have your morning motivation. Here is Dierks Bentley, woman, a man. Dorothy, we love you. And happy belated June 16th with her birthday. And that's when she got this frog on there. 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. Time for your morning motivation. Lana, what you got today?
The big secret in life? There is no secret. Whatever your goal, you can get there if you're willing to work.
There you go. Just persevere, right?
Yep.
You know, it is funny that you say that because you think about people like in our line of work. And how people have become successful in whatever way. You're like, well, man, they had to do that. Or some people did this to do that. There's all different ways, you know, to go up.
Yep.
I like that.
You got to work.
We put these on our Facebook page. You can check them out. You can share them with people. And we just want to give you a little positivity in the morning, all right? Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we have a brand new 7:15 second date update.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, here we go. Brand new 7:15 second date update, 99.5 QYK. It is JR, Lana, and Kevin here. And we've got Manny on the phone reaching out to us, trying to get some help after his date with Michelle. Good morning, Manny.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing all right.
All right.
How are you?
I'm doing great, man. So I see this email that you sent us about this girl, Michelle. Tell us about how you guys met and what's going on.
Okay. Well, Michelle and I, we met on Match.com because, you know, COVID is kind of a thing to, you know.
Kind of, yeah.
Hindering people meeting in person.
This is true.
So we went out to the meat market in Hyde Park.
Oh, that's Lana's spot. Lana, you like that spot, don't you?
It's good food.
Yeah, it was really great. Like, and we had a really good time. Actually, things went kind of well. She was really easy to talk to, a good conversation. And actually we both work in the same industry. We both sell insurance. So
oh, cool.
We were like sharing stories. So there was like a really nice rapport back and forth.
Okay.
And, everything just went really well.
Okay.
And, you know, after the date, I texted her. I said, you know, I had a really good time. Thank you. And she texted me back that she had a really good time. And there were a few texts after that, but like, I haven't heard from her. And like, it's been a few weeks. Because that was like, the date was like a couple of Saturdays ago.
All right.
And we shared some text messages like into the middle of the following week, and then like Thursday or something, I hadn't heard anything. I called her a couple times and still nothing.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago is the last time you heard from her.
Right.
All right, so let's back up a little bit to the date. Everything went great on the date, I guess, because she texted you afterwards that she had a good time. But if you think back to it, was there anything that could have thrown her off? Was there a conversation that maybe came up that maybe probably shouldn't have come up? Or, you know, talking about exes or money or something that, you know, maybe was too much for a first date?
No, there's nothing like that.
All right.
Has your work been really busy since you both are in the same field? I mean, maybe she's just busy.
I mean, she did say she was going to be busy for a little bit the week after, but like I said, it's been a couple of weeks, and like nothing. How long does it take to send somebody a text message?
That's true.
Good point.
Yeah. All right, here's what we're going to do, Manny. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call Michelle for you. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. All right, so we have Manny on the phone today. 7:15, second date update. JR, Lana, and Kevin here. Tempe's morning crew. All right, your first thoughts about Manny?
Seems like the date went really good. The thing that I loved about the two of them is that they're in the same field, so they were kind of bouncing stories off of each other, it sounds like, on their date, and they had a lot in common, and that's kind of a nice thing. And as he said, the date went really good. Plus, they were texting after the date, so you know that was a good date. But now, all of a sudden, she gone.
Yeah, so he hasn't.
It's true.
He has not heard from her now in a couple weeks. We're going to try to call Michelle and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Michelle.
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Michelle. This is Tampa Bay's morning crew over here at 99.5 QYK. How are you?
Okay, I'm good.
Do you know our show at all?
I do.
Okay.
I listen to you guys a lot.
All right.
Why are you... Oh, wait a minute.
Do you... I'm guessing then you've heard us do the 7:15 Second Date Update.
Oh, my God. I listen to Second Date Update almost every morning.
Okay,
is that why you're calling me?
Yeah, it's about that time.
It is.
It's about that time. Hey, we want to see if we could talk to you actually about a date you went on. Is that okay if we talk to you in the air?
Okay, yeah.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. So we want to ask you about Manny. He told you guys, told us you guys met on Match.com. You guys went to the meat market in Hyde Park. You had a great time. You guys both work in insurance, so you had a lot in common. He even said you guys talked after the date via text, and he seemed to think everything went really, really well. But since those texts after the date, he has heard nothing from you. What's going on?
We did have a nice date, and it was really great, the conversation. We shared our insurance war stories because we both work in insurance. But after the date, things just got a little intense with Manny.
What happened?
He sent me roses on Monday.
Nice.
And I was like, oh. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Romantic rom-com movie gesture. And everybody was like, "Aw, that's so sweet."
Oh, he sent them to your office?
He sent them to my office because since we talked about work, he knew which office was mine.
Sure,
right.
And then Tuesday, he sent me an edible arrangement. And I was like,
what?
Okay.
Oh, delicious, by the way, but...
Yeah, but I was like, oh, this is weird. This is a little embarrassing.
So 2 days in a row, he sent you gifts.
Yeah, and I, of course, was like, oh, my God, the roses. That was so sweet. But then on Tuesday, I'm like, oh, you really shouldn't have. Like, this is way too much. Then there's Wednesday.
Please don't say he said something on Wednesday, too.
Girl, he did.
Oh, my gosh.
He sent me a teddy bear. This is just not me. The cliche, you know, little gifts all the time, especially because it was only one date that I was like, yikes.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared.
I mean, he's trying to be a nice guy, I guess, but at the same time, that is a lot.
But so soon and so fast.
What did your friends at work say?
Well, of course, on Monday, they were like, oh, my God. And then by Wednesday, they're like, girl, you need to change your number.
Oh, yeah. Well, check it out, Michelle. We actually have Manny on the phone with us. You know how this works. Manny?
Yeah. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, no. Manny, is this accurate? You sent her, 3 days in a row, you sent her some gifts?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just a little shocked that that's why you stopped calling me.
It's just a little much for me, and I'm not that type of girl that wants to be showered with cliche. You know, I want to get to know you, but we had one date.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, I had a really good time on that date, and I just want to treat you the way that you deserve to be treated.
What do you mean?
I think you deserve to be treated like a princess. I just want to take care of you.
You went on one date with me. Sure, maybe after a couple months, you send a gift, you know, a cute little thing to let you know I'm thinking about you, but you didn't give me an opportunity to not think about you.
That's a great point.
And I hate to say this because I feel like it's mean, but you kind of went to like stalkery status. Like,
well, he didn't show up at your work. That's good. Okay, so man, maybe you came on a little strong. Can you see that? Maybe.
But you know, when I'm with somebody, I want to take care of them. That person's my baby, and I want to do all the nice things for you.
You can't call her baby yet.
Well, and the other thing is, Manny, you said when you're with somebody, you just went on one date with Michelle. You're not actually together, right? You understand that?
Well, I mean, we had such a good time.
You're trying way too hard. We're not even a thing yet. We just had one date.
Manny, I think you should stop with the presents, obviously. I want to ask you a question, Michelle, and I'm just asking it for the sake of asking it. I think I know the answer. Is this a deal breaker for you, or would you be willing to go on another date with Manny, let's say, if he would have slowed down a little bit?
This is a total deal breaker. It's just got red flags. I'm sorry, Manny.
I'm sorry this didn't work out for you, man. Maybe just came on a little strong. Maybe slow it down a little bit on your next date. But now you have some answers. I hope that you feel better just because you had some answers, but you can kind of move on from this. Good news is it was only one date. And, you know, I wish you well, my friend.
You know what? I'm not going to change the way that I do things. Because when I care about somebody and I want them to be in my life, this is what I do.
All right.
Good luck, buddy.
All right, Michelle. Thanks for coming on with us. Have a great day. That's a lot.
I just feel like just saying, run, Forrest. Run to Michelle, you know?
Or run to the forest. Whatever. Either way. Get out of there. All right, here we go. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. Time for your Zoo Tampa tickets. We're going to play that game called Name That Animal. We got Don in Tampa going against Heidi in Lutz. Now, guys, if you think you know that animal, when we start describing it for you, you got to chime in with your name. And if you guess it correctly and get 2 out of 3, you will win Zoo Tampa tickets. Does that make sense?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. That first animal is...
This animal is found in Florida in the wild. They are great swimmers. They are called Ghost of the Forest. They are the strongest tree climber, one of the strongest tree climbers in the world. They are the fifth largest species of cats.
Ooh.
They eat...
All right, Don, go ahead. What do you got?
Florida panther.
That's right.
Whoa. I guess the Canadian wouldn't know that one.
The Canadian wouldn't know that. All right. All good. Here we go. Don's got one.
We eat this animal, and that's very good. They were the first animals to be domesticated. They are very smart. They have an excellent sense of smell. They don't...
Don.
Pig.
Oh, my gosh.
For the win.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
All over it today.
My goodness.
We are smart.
We don't want to do the last one for fun?
All right, we'll do the last
one
for fun.
We'll give Heidi a chance.
All right.
All right.
Well, Don already won. But, yeah, Heidi can still chime in for fun. All right.
All right. This animal is considered to be a rodent. It's actually the third largest rodent. They are nocturnal.
Heidi.
I don't know. I'm going to guess armadillo.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Good guess.
Their body is covered in 30,000 sharp quills that they actually cannot.
Done.
Porcupine.
Porcupine. It's like child's play.
Heidi's immature.
Well, listen, guys, I believe Don is a zoologist, so that's always good.
Yes.
You got those Zoo Tampa tickets, my friend. Heidi, thanks for playing with us. We appreciate you.
I'll keep trying.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don, congratulations. Hang on for me.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to have some more Zoo Tampa tickets for you this afternoon at 4:40, then we'll play that game again tomorrow morning at 7:55. Your 8:10 Music Minute coming up, and then Luke Bryan on the show at 8:20.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Let's check in now with Tampa Bay's Morning Crew to find out what's happening in the world of country music with the Music Minute.
Well, big congratulations to Maddie and Tay. Their song, Die From a Broken Heart, has reached the top of both the Country Aircheck and Billboard Country charts. They got themselves a number one, and they want to say thank you.
Hey, Country Radio, it's Maddie and Tay, and we just want to thank you so much for changing the game for us and making Die From a Broken Heart number one, baby!
We are on cloud nine. Thank you so much for believing in us. We love you.
Love you.
That's awesome.
I love those girls, and I'm so happy for them. That's a great song, too. So check this out. Nashville, Reese Witherspoon is partnering with Apple TV on a country music competition series called My Kind of Country. At least it sounds different than usual. She says, our hope is to discover new musicians who are revolutionizing country music and help amplify their voices and bring joy of country music to everyone around the world.
So it's a country version of American Idol? Is that like Nashville Star? Maybe, oh, no, I'm seriously. They found Chris Young on Nashville Star, for crying out loud.
Right, right. So I guess Reese Witherspoon is now getting into this, and it'll be on Apple TV. So another show to come. All right, Caden Brown says that we all want our lives to return to normal, to be cool again, and he had no idea his current single would end up having a double message when he released it.
Cool Again, we were trying to get a summer vibe song. You know, it came pretty quick. And then after we wrote it, you know, we're in quarantine. So it was kind of a perfect match of, you know, we just wanted everything to be cool again. We wanted to be back on the road.
Yeah, he sounds a little upbeat. Usually Kane is very cool and just kind of just in his low voice. But he's pumped up. Probably because he got to work with Nelly in Miami and filming for Cool Again, the remix or whatever. But good for him. That's awesome.
All right, we've all been counting down the days for Keith Urban's new album to come out, The Speed of Now. It's on September 18th. And he starts revealing more people. He's got a lot of guest artists who's going to appear on his new album. Eric Church is going to be on the album. Wow. And then he also just shared that Pink will be on the track called One Too Many. So looking forward to that.
Who did Pink do a duet with
Chris
already?
Stapleton.
Okay.
And Kenny Chesney.
And Kenny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Kenny song. Yeah.
All right, Shania Twain lost most of a decade from her career after losing the ability to sing and even become afraid to speak. And she was talking about this on a British TV show, kind of like The Talk. Mm-hmm. And she said it took years to get to the bottom of it.
That was a long time I thought I would never sing again. It took years to get to the bottom of what was affecting my voice. And I would say probably a good 7 years before a doctor was able to find out that it was nerve damage to my vocal cords, directly caused by Lyme's disease.
Wow, man. I didn't even know that could affect your vocal cords.
I know. She's excited to hopefully get back to Vegas and start performing again when we all can. All right, and the big story today is Blake Shelton made a post on Twitter yesterday showing Luke's face, and underneath there was a fake news headline that read, "Study finds falling asleep at the wheel linked to Luke Bryan music."
Blake posted that?
Yes, and he captioned it, "Wow, just catching up on the news. Shocking. I have noticed some fatigue when Luke Bryan does come on." So here's he thinking he's going to pull one over on Luke. Well, Luke replies back. He said, "Hey, Blake Shelton, your girlfriend is the only reason people are listening to your last two singles."
Got him. Oh, I love it.
And drop the mic right there.
Yeah, I love that.
So there you go. Nice one, Luke Bryan. All right, we're going to have him coming up. He's calling in here in the next, 5 minutes, right?
Yep.
99.5 QYK. Luke Bryan's next on the phone.
There he is right there. We are happy to have him on the show. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, Mr. Luke Bryan.
What's up?
What's up with you, my friend?
Missing y'all. I'm missing y'all.
Missing you too, man.
Yep.
How are you?
I'm good. Just out here selling some albums, you know.
How's the tour going?
The tour's just not happening.
Oh, okay. I was worried about these ticket sales for you because I was looking online and not a lot of people are buying tickets.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, man. We have not sold one ticket.
Well, man, congratulations on the new album, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here, and a great way to kick it off with another number one single that makes 25 with One Margarita. Are you ahead of Jason or behind Jason? Because I know that's always kind of a...
I hope so.
I know.
Whatever he tells you, I wouldn't necessarily believe that.
Yeah.
Know that no matter what the stats say, just understand that I'm better.
Yes, we do know this. We do know this. Have you seen his new pad yet?
I haven't seen it with my own eyes yet. I've called him a couple times, and but I hear that it's quite the resort.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I built a big house, and so I sent my square footage and the size of my pool and stuff. I sent all that to Jason, and then he had to come over the top of it, and just slay.
That, I mean, that's just short man syndrome. You know what I'm saying? No, just kidding.
You said it, not me.
That's right. But you laugh, so you're just as guilty as me.
Oh, Lord.
I want to ask you something. We know you as an established, artist now. Can you think back to a point where you thought, man, I don't know if I'm going to make this or not? I don't know. Is there a turning point where you said, okay, I can do this now. I know I've kind of made it. Or was there a point in your career where you said, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if this is for me.
You know what? I never had that thought. I mean, I never really let myself. I mean, did I have some struggles and challenges very, very early on? And is it, anytime you're getting established nationally, I mean, it's one thing. I had a lot of success in Georgia playing shows. But then when you go nationally, I mean, you're setting yourself up for some bumps and some bruises and some sleepless nights. But when Country Girl Shake It For Me came out and then I Don't Want This Night to End, when I started getting, television performances on the big award shows and stuff, that's when it really, really, where you start flying high and you really know that you've got a spot. But, when you start doing concerts and people are, you're causing traffic jams and, you look at, even Tampa, I mean, for six years, I played two nights in a row at the amphitheater. I mean, those are just things that I'll be an old man trying to explain to my grandchildren about. Right. Your old papa used to ride around in tour buses and could play multiple nights in huge cities. I mean, it's just been amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool. I always like asking about that because I know that a lot of artists talk about being that kind of in limbo. Like, man, am I going that way? Is this going to happen? Is this not going to happen? So that's cool to hear. I think something else that people underrate you as is someone who can actually sing a ballad. Because, I don't know if you would say Do I is a ballad, but it was your first number one. And I heard you sing that live, or it was just you playing piano. And I said, gosh dang, I've seen Luke dance around with Country Girl Shake It For Me. But, you got a great voice. I don't know if I'm the one that needs to tell you that because obviously you're established. But that was really when I realized, this is not just a party guy. This guy can really, really sing. He's an artist.
And listen, me and my producer, we've sat down and talked about it. I mean, I've even had, it's funny, I've had people like, you know, it's a funny compliment because people will come up to me and be like, man, I didn't really know you could sing. You know,
but, no, I didn't mean it like that.
But you know what? But it's a compliment because, you know, I mean, even on Country Girl Shaker for me, I mean, that's a tough song to sing. I mean, you don't catch a breath. And so, I mean, my whole career is about a big, long, broad career. And, you know, I think if there's a song on this album that someone isn't necessarily a fan of what I've done, but then they hear me sing a song, like, you know, a slow song or a ballad song, and it really, and then the light bulb comes on for them where they're like, you know, we didn't realize he could do this. I mean, if I can do those kind of moments for a long time in my career, that means I'm still turning heads, I'm still surprising people and gaining new fans. And I think a big thing for me is, you know, when you go to hear me do these songs live, do I sound like the record? And, you know, I've made going on a 14, 15 year career by when people come see my shows, I sound like I do. And, you know, I think people know that I just didn't have a bunch of technical tricks, you know, with technology when I was in the studio.
No, hey man, and again, I meant that as a 100% compliment. Cause
no, I totally get what you're saying. I mean, listen, I mean, it's a huge compliment, and don't even sweat the way you're saying it. I get it.
I think it was just, I think the other thing too, it was just you and a piano. It was just like, all right, this is all Luke. And I think that was a really cool way to hear Do I.
I was, I did some stuff with Kelly Clarkson, and Kelly Clarkson's like, I remember when I saw you and Blake do something out in Vegas, and you just sat at the piano and started playing all these soulful songs, and this is Kelly Clarkson going,
right.
I didn't know you could sing like that. I didn't know you could do. So it's totally the same thing, and you know, which is fun. I mean, even if on my next album I have a soulful song that people have never heard from me, then that's a nice thing to be able to do.
Absolutely. Now, you once told me in an interview that Roller Coaster is the hardest song for you to sing live. Is that still true to this day?
It's pretty tough. Pretty tough when you... It's way up there, and you never, once you start up there, it's high the whole time, and you better get your breath.
Better get your breath.
But then What She Wants Tonight's pretty damn tricky, too.
I
want to challenge anybody to sing What She Wants Tonight, full voice, let it rip, and then sing Roller Coaster right after.
Well, you got to plan those out a little bit better, my friend.
I got to have an oxygen tank side stage.
There you go. Well, the new album is Born Here, Live Here, Die Here, Luke Bryan. Congratulations again on the one margarita. That is 25 number ones. That's like, I think that's 25 more than Jason Aldean, to be honest with you.
I love those stats sound right. They sound right.
All right, brother. I appreciate you, man. You have a great day.
Hey, thank you all. Appreciate it.
See you. How fun is that guy every time?
I know. I just love him.
Have you ever ridden in a Tesla?
I have. My friend has one.
Oh, really? It's 995 QIK. One was an Uber one time. And it was pretty crazy. Yeah, I was like, that's not good. This is an expensive car. You Uber in it, but...
I tried the no driving, like...
Yeah.
They have that feature, you don't have to drive. And we were going down a straight road. I'm like, I am freaking out right now. I don't want to do this.
It's pretty cool. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QIK. JR, Alana, Kevin here. Well, they are doing... something else. Now, back in October, the CEO, Elon Musk, who we know, said there will be new horn features where you can change the sound of the horn.
That's cool.
I'm loving this.
And not change the sound to certain sounds. Like, not just volume of the horn or different beeps. No, like, weird things. One of them being this. You will have the option of having a goat horn.
Wait, so if you want somebody to get out of the way or they're, you know, stopped in the middle of the road like Kevin dealt with this morning, goat horn goes off?
Let's do a little role playing right now, okay? You're in front of me at a stop line. It turns green. You're on your phone texting, which you shouldn't be doing. And I go, let's go, Lana!
That would get me to go. I'd be like, where's the goat?
Oh, yeah. you walk by. So you see your friends walking down the street. Hey, guys. What's going on? There you are. Yeah, it's me.
Hot chick on the road. Goating her.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that might make them run.
Yeah, that's true.
I think so.
Hey, girl, what's up? Yeah, that's me.
I'm out.
I don't think it's going to work. So that could be happening.
Wait, what other ideas does Tesla have for the horn? I like the goat. Are we going to do, like, other farm animals?
Well, you know, Lana, I quit my job there. I'm not working there currently. So... I don't exactly know, but that is one of them. The goat horn was one of the things that he responded to a person on Twitter saying, yeah, we will have that. And that was one that he mentioned.
And he also said fart noises, too.
Oh, gotta have those.
I saw that in a story, but I was going to just try to keep this, gonna keep this show a little highbrow, but apparently we are not going to do that.
I mean, really, though? Come on.
Well, that would be interesting. That would really not be good, but I still enjoy this. You know, we talk about military and people who serve, men and women, and we do military money for that so we can recognize them. And by the way, please nominate someone that we can recognize at 995QYK.com for Military Monday or First Responder Friday. But can you imagine being a little guy and having your dad gone for 509 days? He's deployed.
It's about 17 months.
Insane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got to be pretty amazing to have his dad come home, and in a very cool way.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Mom ordered pizza, and when the pizza came to the door, the little boy opens up the door, and who's standing there but his dad?
Bringing home pizza, and it's your dad? That's a twofer right
there. Yeah, exactly.
So he is in the Air Force. His name is Sergeant Franco, and he came home to deliver pizza to his little guy, and there he was. Very exciting.
Yeah, it was a really great story that they posted on Facebook at the end of June, and now like everybody's watching it and talking about it right here locally in Tampa, Florida. So what a great story, and what a great way to come home, because I love me some pizza too.
And your dad.
And your dad.
Yeah. Very cool. Sergeant Franco, thank you so much for everything you do, and I'm so glad that you're home with your boy and your wife, and again, all our servicemen and women, we appreciate you so much. All right, Luke Combs, loving on you. It's 995 QYK. Thanks for having us on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. Time for Trending in Tampa Bay. Yes, we go to a guy who has so many awards and medals that he has had to bring them into the office. He filled up a whole room in his house. Jenny, his wife, said, hey, listen, you got to get some of these out of here. There's just too many.
And it's a lot to dust, too.
Yeah, it's a lot to dust. So he brought them in. He goes, hey, make sure these are shined every day. So after the show, that's what I do.
Right. Okay.
But I get it. The guy's unbelievable.
When you have that many awards.
It's insane. And we're just lucky to talk to the guy every day.
I'm right here, guys.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You should see the look on Kevin's face.
Every day.
I'm just waiting.
It's time for Trending in Tampa Bay. Kevin, what you got?
It's Election Day today. The polls are open right now. And this is the Florida primary election. And the polls close at 7 p.m. tonight. Any voters waiting in line at 7 will have the opportunity to still cast their ballot. There are a few fewer voting sites in some Tampa Bay area counties due to the coronavirus, and more people chose to vote by mail for this primary election than the 2018 primary election.
Get your votes in.
Get your votes in. The Tampa Bay Lightning, Lana, what'd they do yesterday?
They won.
Hey, what was the score? Do you remember?
Oh,
okay. It was 2-1.
2-1.
Every game they've won, so they're up 3-1 in the series against Columbus now. So every game they've won by one goal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they won the 5 overtime, 3-2. Then they won 3-2 Saturday night. They won 2-1 last night. The loss was 3-1 Columbus. So every loss, every win has been really close. 3-1 in the series. It's great. It's a best of 7. And game 5 tomorrow. And it's a new time. It's at 12 o'clock noon.
Wait, what?
Noontime. Noon. Little lunch action tomorrow with the Lightning.
Yes, right.
And it's on Fox Sports Sun. And finally, the Bucks practiced in pads yesterday for the first time this season. On the first play, Tom Brady ran against the defense in pads. He threw a 90-yard touchdown to Scotty Miller.
Yes.
Head coach Bruce Arians was asked about new Buccaneers tight end Rob Gronkowski, and here is his response.
Well, he's probably in New England shape right now, but he's not in Florida shape. Humidity and he's kicking his ass pretty good. And that's different, man. When you train in New England and come down here, it's really different. We laughed about it out there today. I don't think he's ever sweat that much in his life. So, yeah, it takes a little time to get into the Florida shape. But as far as playing a game, he's more than ready right now.
By the way, he posted a video. This is the guy that went on a bender for a year and was at every club appearance and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then the last 3 months, he shows up and says, Tom, I'm going to play with you. He posted a picture yesterday of himself. He is shredded.
What? Oh, yeah.
He's a huge dude and shredded.
Wow.
I think maybe the most shredded I've ever seen him. Honestly. He could be in the best shape of his life.
Well, yeah. Maybe he and Tom knew that this was going to happen for a while, and he said, dude, start getting into shape because we're going to play ball in Tampa.
Unbelievable how big this dude is. But anyway, go ahead. Oh, what are you going to give some love to the Rays, by the way?
The Rays were off last night. They start up a series with the first-place Yankees tonight.
But they're on a roll.
They've won two straight. They played Toronto over the weekend, won the last two games of that series. So they're playing well, sitting in second place in the East Division in the American League East. So that's great.
Look at this photo tonight, of Gronk.
It's in New York.
Oh, my gosh.
That's Gronk right there. Oh, she wants a closer look.
Let me see that. Let me zoom in.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy cow.
I'm telling you.
That is nice.
I mean, he is a well-fit man.
Yes, he is. All right, keep going.
How old is he?
And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's like 31, I think.
Are you really going to make us do this?
Why? Why does that matter?
Well, I was just curious. I mean, the girls out there want to know. Is he married?
He's 31. He turned it in May.
Okay.
Born in 1989.
I gotta follow this guy.
What were you doing in 89, Lana? Just out of curiosity, I just didn't know.
89.
You were finishing up your junior year of high school, I can already tell you. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Yes, that's why he's the best. And we now know Lana's new crush, Gronkowski.
Ooh.
I think you got to get in line for that one, Lana. Kane Brown, cool again, 995 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. We appreciate you waking up with us every single day. We have a fun time with you. All right, Kevin, your highlight of the show was...
Got to talk to Luke Bryan this morning.
He's awesome.
He's an A superstar in the country music world, and it's always great to hear from him. He's always been great to this radio station, and he's always so genuine when we talk to him. I love hearing from Luke.
And I love getting to tease him and tease his buddy Jason Aldean, because they're very competitive. So I was trying to poke the bear a little bit this morning with that.
I love it.
Is that up yet or going
up? It'll be up shortly.
Cool. Luke Bryan interview will be up on our Instagram and our Facebook page. You can definitely check it out. What was yours, Lana, your highlight of the show?
I really like the second date update today because Michelle was getting bombarded with all of these gifts, like flowers first, and then it was a edible basket arrangement, then a teddy bear, and she was kind of a little weirded out.
He sent a lot of gifts right after one day.
A lot of gifts. But
to her work.
Yeah, to her work.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
You listen to it yourself, though, and you can leave comments because our phone lines were down. We weren't taking a lot of calls. We had a lot of texts about it. But hit us up. On Facebook or Instagram, and you'll see that. Now, mine, Kevin, I don't know how quick you can cue this up, but I think you know what I'm talking about. Lana's reaction to Gronk's photo. If you can't right now, it's totally fine. All good. No worries. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Gronk, I thought Lana was going to pass out when I showed her.
Just keep talking.
Okay. I thought Lana was going to pass out when I said, hey, Gronk, he's like really jacked right now. You got to see this picture of him because I was like, this guy is in shape because he's been off for a year.
And I don't really think I've ever seen a picture of him in a really long time.
Well, you saw one today.
I did.
And your reaction was pretty priceless, Kevin.
I have it. Okay.
All right, here was her reaction.
Right. So we're talking. You were asking me a question about the Rays and how they were doing. So I'm still talking about the Rays, just so you're aware of what's going on.
Oh, yeah. And then she goes back to Gronk, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Because you're handing her the phone. So that's great.
Look at this photo of Gronk.
It's in New York. Oh, my gosh.
That's Gronk right there. Oh, she wants a closer look.
Let me see that. Let me zoom in.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy cow.
I'm telling you.
That is nice.
That was so great. Oh, Lana.
Well, he's obviously works out and he takes care of his body.
Don't be all shy now and coy. He obviously works out and it's just, yeah, right.
You should be very proud.
He is very, we're very proud of you, Gronk.
I'm proud of him.
We're going to have a good season.
All right, very nice. Yeah, now, Lana's a season ticket holder. Pretty amazing. Have a good day.
99. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.